This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So we're doing a post-mortem now on the day after the Westerfield verdict, Jay.
Well, Phil, again, as I was saying to you, I think that if you look at this trial of David Westerfield from the standpoint of law enforcement, I mean, you got to look at a guy, you know, Westerfield looked like a regular guy that maybe you want to go have a beer with, you want to go fishing with, and all of a sudden he comes down with this urge to take out a kid. It can happen to him. I think we're all at risk. If it can happen to a guy like that, it can happen to all of us.
Well, what do you mean we're all at risk? What do you mean?
Well, I mean primarily all Caucasian men who seem to be the ones that get this thing where they want to take down a kid. And I think we can all agree that we're all at risk.
At risk of what? Let me tell you something, I can assure you...
Well, at risk...
No, I can assure you that I do not in the least have the desire to commit this kind of vicious crime. Killing a seven-year-old girl?
Well, I'm sure Westerfield said that probably said the same thing not hours before this thing hit him. And I'm sure it took the wind right out of his sails. I mean, you got to look at this thing from the standpoint of law enforcement. Now, understand this. Here's a guy at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's probably kicking back with an ice-cold MGD or a Lucky Lager. And by midnight, he's driving out to the desert with a seven-year-old in the back of the truck. And I'm sure if you ask that guy, did he ever think he'd catch this thing?
Wait a minute. You're making it sound like David Westerfield is the victim of some virus.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, what are you... I'm sure if you asked Westerfield, he would have said the same thing, that he would never commit this kind of crime.
Well, here's what he'd say, just the same thing you did. There's no way at all if you would have asked him. So he comes down with this thing where he wants to take out a kid.
So what do we do? Right, so what do we do? If this is something any man could find himself doing, what do we do?
Well, I don't think there's anything you can do, Phil. I think this is where law enforcement comes in. We have to do house-to-house checks, unfortunately. To prevent the crime from happening before it happens. You can't do anything, but we will go door-to-door in the next 2 to 3 weeks and speak with. What we're planning on doing in Operation Crime Sweep is basically talking to any Caucasian male over the age of 35 in the house. And the questions may seem incongruous, but we're told medical professionals that there is certain behavior. And those red flags, one of these kid porn freaks may be susceptible to get this kid-killing thing.
So, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and let's be clear, you guys are not a real police agency.
Well, you say we're not a real police agency. We are a volunteer police agency to take people over the shoulder of the police. And we are a group of concerned citizens who, we've got a little bit of experience in this kind of thing, so we kind of help the police out where we can.
All right, but you're going to go door to door and you're going to talk to any Caucasian male over the age of 35 and say what?
Well, it's behavior, really, that we're looking for, Phil. For instance, we'll ask if they own a pair of Lycra bicycle shorts. Do they use a riding mower? Do you watch Sex in the City? Do you own a pool table? Is there a mini refrigerator in your house? And you ask these questions quick enough, and they'll start to, if these people are one of these kid porn freaks, or they're susceptible to coming down with this kid-killing kick, then what we're looking at right now is a red flag.
Well, so what do? You report this person to the police? See, I don't know. First of all...
Well, we don't do anything at the time, but we do notate the home because we don't want to scare them off. But I can tell you that a lot of these freaks, these kid porn freaks who get their kicks on this stuff, many of them do own 3-4 pairs of Lycra bicycle shorts. And
when are you going to be... So you're going to be going door-to-door asking Caucasian men over the age of 35 these questions because any guy...
I think we can all agree, Phil, and all the guys in the audience that are listening to you right now, any one of us... could have done what David Westerfield did, there but for the grace of God.
Well, I don't buy that.
There but for the grace of God, go I.
I don't buy that at all. I have no instinct at all in my soul to do anything that heinous.
Well, again, you were to ask David Westerfield, here's a guy I look like a regular guy I want to have beer with, get fishing with, go out do squirrel hunting, go out frog hunting. Next thing you know, the guy's got a kid in the back of the van. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, so David Westerfield just all of a sudden came down with some kind of a murder virus.
I think any one of us could do it, Phil, and that's why I'm saying we're trying to mitigate the possibility.
All right, where are you, in the substation right now?
We are in our Hawthorne substation.
Okay, this is Jay Sanos. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking after the verdict against David Westerfield in the murder of that little girl in San Diego, Danielle Van Dam. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So we're all at risk.
I think we're all at risk. And what we're going to do, Phil, in the next few weeks is go door to door, So this killer bug can sneak up on you just like those hijackers snuck up in those towers. He'll grab you. He'll just grab you right by the short and curlies. And
so what David Westerfield had was a kid killing virus. He had some kind of a...
No, so you're making a stupid statement there.
Well, no, I'm not making a stupid statement. Listen, you said that this guy came down with this thing.
Look, I bet you would ask that guy at 4 o'clock that afternoon to kick him back with Lucky Logger. Well, you want to go out and kill a kid tonight? Probably say, you're crazy. Next thing you know, the guy's out in the desert with a shovel. So I'm saying that we're going to go and try to keep this from happening. And
let me ask you, if you go door to door and you're talking to men over the age of 35, Caucasian men, what if they refuse you access to their home?
Well, let me tell you something, Phil. I can play it any way you want it. Look, all we're going to do is take a peek around. And if we take a peek around, what we're just looking for are these things that might tip things off. We do know right now that we have the West Nile virus, which is throughout the United States. We do know the West Nile virus has taken down several people in Louisiana, several people in other states.
What's the West Nile virus have to do with this?
I'm saying that in your wildest dreams, you ever think you're going to get some kind of jungle fever, some kind of jungle disease? No. So the West Nile virus also creeps up on you. It's kind of grabs you by the short and curlies.
The West Nile virus is not what David Westerfield had. The West Nile virus is a disease that people get from mosquitoes. What he has is a sociopathic nature that murders. A sociopathic nature that needs to murder to feel power.
You feel pretty confident in that?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident in that. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if you're going door-to-door to talk to men over the age of 35 who are Caucasians, exactly what makes you think they're going to let you in the house?
Well, again, Phil, I can tell you that we can play it any way they want to play it. There's an easy way and there's a hard way. So,
what about search and seizure?
This is not a full search. We're taking a peek around. We're just asking a few questions, and we'll be gone faster than the warm air from a duck's ass, if you pardon my expression, because what we're trying to do... I mean, you think Michael J. Fox knew he was going to get Parkinson's? No. You think Montel Jordan knew he was going to get MS? No. You think David Westerfield knew he was going to come down with this kid-killing deal? No.
And well, look at man, I still say it ain't no virus. 1-800-449-8686. This is Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to say that this guy is a complete idiot if he thinks that we're all latent pedophiliacs.
I think that
he's got no idea what mental illness is or what it's about.
Well, let me ask some. Don't you think if it can happen to a David Westerfield, it can happen to all of us?
No, it cannot. It cannot happen to all of us.
I think we're all at risk. As white men.
And I think you're dead wrong, and I think you're a fool.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 38 years old.
All right.
And I've worked in mental health for 25 years almost.
All right, you have no problem with us asking you a few questions with regard to your personal life.
Well, I wouldn't even answer them because you're an idiot. It would even imply that every white male over 35 and a half is a latent pedophiliac. You're clueless.
I'm clueless. Every one of these guys that has been committing these kid-killing kicks are all white guys.
And they don't just come down with it.
I think part of
you've already said that these are the guys watching kid porn. These are the guys that have certain traits. Well, those things are traceable. That is a pattern of behavior. So, no, it doesn't just come down on them.
No, but that's not killing. Okay, that's just sort of all these guys get their kicks. Then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're killing a kid. So I think all of us are at risk. You
and all the child porn that these guys are watching.
Well, I can ask you about.
I think it's about looking at a child. It's about domination.
I can ask you that.
Which is exactly what you're talking about.
Do you look at porn or do you have any of that on your computer? Or?
No, I don't.
You don't have any. You've never looked at a picture of a nude lady.
I was a kid.
All right. So that is.
Holy cow!
All right, Mike, listen, thanks for your call. That phone was breaking up there. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If it can happen to David Westerfield, it can happen to any of us. And the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be going door-to-door in a variety of communities around the country, talking to any Caucasian male over the age of 35 and asking them questions and, quote, taking a peek around. And you say that that's not violating the search and seizure laws of the Constitution.
No, it is not. We're not doing full searches. Take a peek around.
And you're taking a peek around and looking for what?
We're looking for telltale signs. We talked about Lycra bicycle shorts. We're talking about...
I don't know what Lycra bicycle shorts have to do with keeping kid porn.
Well, Phil, let me say something. Why should we law enforcement to those of us who are on the front lines of law enforcement?
You're not on the front lines of law enforcement. You're a volunteer police agency of guys in the neighborhood. How many officers do you have?
Phil, I'm not here to answer your questions.
No, how many officers do you have in the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Phil, at present, we are operating with 15 sub-commanders, and there is a command structure which involves the sub-rear admiral and, of course, our brigadier general, which is me, and a Major Elvis Newton. So we have a sub-commander, about 15 sub-commanders.
And what's a sub-commander? Is that a...
That's one of our patrol officers.
And the command structure is Major Elvis Newton and you. You're a brigadier admiral?
Yes, sir. Now, also, I want to mention you that about Leon Santos, who is my brother, also runs a volunteer police agency in Oregon called the Beaver Battalion of Oregon, and they will also be conducting these door-to-door search.
The Beaver Battalion of Oregon will be conducting door-to-door search?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I think it's a violation of the Constitution, and...
No, it's not, because we're just taking a peek around, and...
Well, if you come to my door, because I'm a white man over the age of 35, and I don't want to answer your questions, you're going to...
Well, like I said, so we can play it the easy way, play it the hard way.
Play it the easy way or the hard way? Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're all concerned about these crimes, but Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police going door-to-door and demanding that I answer questions... To make sure that I don't, that I'm not one of these kid-killing freaks, as he puts it, I think is a violation. This is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, Jay, we are back.
I'm sorry.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're going to go door-to-door talking to Caucasian men over the age of 35 to see if they fit the profile of what you call a kid porn freak. Because if it can happen to David Westerfield, it can happen to anybody. What exactly? Just
All of a sudden, you've got the urge to go out and take a kid out. Now, the San Diego Bounty Hunter Air Squadron, along with the Arizona Volunteer Criminality Suppression Battalion, will be conducting door-to-door, along with the Citizens Auxiliary Police here in Southern California. I can tell you right now, a man can go his whole life without the faintest thought of taking down a kid, and then just like a jungle dart, it gets you. So,
all right, hold on. Let me go to a call here. It's Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Bob, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, let me start off by saying that I think that anybody who brings any kind of harm to a child, there must be an absolute special place in hell for them.
Well, you say that again, brother.
And it's just, it's absurd.
You can say that again.
But to have someone, you know, who thinks that kind of mental illness is akin to a virus is an idiot. And I would love for you, sir, to come to my house and say you're going to play it my way or the highway or whatever it was that you said. I promise you,
Bob, let's talk about this for a minute. I have a way of, all I want to do is take a peek around.
Well, who in the hell are you, man? You know, to peek around. It sounds to me like you've got some real issues.
Sir, yes, I do have issues. I've got issues with these porn freaks take out kids.
Well, that's admirable.
Well, Bob agrees with you.
Welcome to the human race.
Right,
anybody who's got any sense at all feels the same way.
Of course.
But for you to have some sort of self-appointed... What are you, a major general or some such nonsense? Come knocking on my door and saying, you're over 35 and I want to talk to you. We can do this way or that way. I'd snatch a knot in your ass.
I'd like to know...
Well, hold on.
I want to know, Jay, what's going to keep you from taking a rifle butt to the teeth? Or
look, Phil, this is not... I'm not looking for a violent confrontation, Bob. We do have ways of entering the home where we don't have to have a confrontation. And
how do you get into a man's home when he doesn't want you in there?
We can slip by the gentleman very quickly. There are maneuvers that we do at the door.
Absolute idiot. You are an idiot. And what's scary is that not only are there certainly people out there who are screwed up that we got to get off the street, we got folks who are, I assume, good intentions, but you are an absolute idiot, sir. And
sir, I don't know what the base you call me idiot. What I'm trying to do is keep people alive.
What you're doing is
how do you get by a guy?
You're an egomaniac and one with... you're not even...
I'm a brigadier admiral.
You're a brigadier admiral in what?
What is
Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir? We are aligned with six different volunteer police agencies. What we do is, in order to get into the home, we use a very simple maneuver. It's any school child notice called look over there maneuver, where we point somewhere and then you look and we get by it.
You're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot.
Sir, I've been in contact with members of the Illinois Industrial Track Flitters who have had a lot of success with these door-to-door searchers. Well, what do you laugh at?
Because you're an idiot.
You use that word, idiot.
I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Thank you very much. I think that's absolutely what we're doing. What's wrong with asking out there who is concerned? Yes, sir.
But what I'm suggesting to you is that what you're doing is not only misplaced, it's fairly
Sir, what I would ask you is this, is what is wrong with me simply asking you, do you have a pair of Lycra bicycle shorts in the house?
let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
What do bicycle shorts have to do with that?
We have found...
That's the question I want to know.
We have found a medical and psychological profile of a lot of these kid porn freaks. And these freaks get the kicks killing kids. And some of these things match up. Some of these behavioral patterns match up.
You better be careful. If you look closely, you may very well find that they also drink milk.
Well, sure, that's ridiculous.
Well, of course it's ridiculous. As is bicycle shorts, though. I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, but you're really misguided.
What I'm saying is, I'm suggesting
to you that were you to come to my neighborhood and try and get in my house, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Well, I respect
son,
your service.
I would harm you, and not only would I harm you, I damn sure wouldn't answer any of your questions. I would not mind talking to...
Sir, I would tell you,
any police officer or that sort of thing, that'd be fine.
Well, Bob, I honor your service.
I could to help.
I honor your service to our country, Bob. Yeah. But like I said, we can do it the easy way or do the hard way.
Well, you don't know what the hard way is, sir. You come to my house and try and get in my house, I'll show you the hard way.
Well, let me ask you a question. If I said, look over there, and you looked and I got by you...
Are you an idiot? Are you an absolute idiot? You just do not live in the real world.
Sir, I don't understand.
What do you mean, look over there and I get by you?
All I want to do is take a peek around.
We understand you want to take a peek around, but the peek around that you want to take may be, and most probably is, in violation of the Constitution of the United States in terms of search and seizure, as well as asking a lot of nonsensical questions. Thank you very much, Bob, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is Nevada. You there, Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada's there.
Go right ahead, sir.
Nevada? Or this guy had the right description. Idiot fits real well. This guy may be part of a community snitch patrol where they go around writing down license plates, but he's got no police power.
Sir,
if he walks into a front door, knocks, and has to leave, he's trespassing.
That is exactly correct.
Sir, what we're trying to do is protect children and save lives. Now,
you're trying to cost lives, your own.
No, sir. We are fully identifiable. We wear a uniform.
What is the Citizens Auxiliary Police uniform?
We have a distinctive blue armband. As soon as you see the blue armband coming down your walkway, you can breathe a sigh of relief and know it's the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You're just a government snitch group. No relief there. You're just out trying to find trouble.
We're trying to prevent trouble. And along with the sub-commanders in the Arizona Volunteer Criminality Suppression Battalion, and the Beaver Battalion of Oregon, we are trying to suppress criminality where we find it.
You mentioned sub-commanders. Is every group a sub-commander in his own self, or does he have other idiots like himself working for him?
Sub-commanders are our patrol officers, sir. We don't consider them idiots.
If they work for you, they got to be on the right, same page you are.
Well, sir, we're just trying to save lives, and take a quick peek around your house, we'll be gone.
All right, look.
No. You'd need a warrant to get in my house. Any other way, you'd be in all kinds of hell.
You think it's funny, Phil? Kids dying, that's fine.
I do not think it's funny. I just thought what the guy said was funny. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This guy is going to go door to door and ask questions of any male over the age of 35 to find out whether they're... kid killers, and he doesn't care whether you like it or not. 1-800-449-86.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
As I understand it, Jay, you're out on patrol now.
I'm with Subcommander Mike Russell, and we were in one of our vehicles, our patrol vehicles. Yes, sir.
And you will be going door-to-door asking any Caucasian man over the age of 35 questions to make sure he's not a David Westerfield wannabe.
That is correct, sir.
Because in your opinion, if it can happen to a guy like David Westerfield, it looks like a guy you'd like to have a beer with. He don't look like anybody I want to have a beer with.
Well, I know you're saying that to pander to your audience, Mr. Hannah. You know you love to knock down a couple of drinks with a guy like that.
No, I would not want to knock down a couple of drinks with a creep like that. No, I would not.
Well, if it can happen to him.
Yeah, if it can happen to him, it can happen to us. So you're going to go door to door, and you're going to allow us to hear what you're doing.
That is correct. We're going to turn. I'm having Mike turn here, Phil, now on Cloverdale, and we'll go down. Stop at the end of the block. It's a cul-de-sac. We'll begin making it around.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who, along with the Arizona Volunteer Criminality Suppression Battalion, are going around to, and asking questions of guys to make sure that they're not, you know, they're not going to come down with whatever it is David Westerfield got. Here is Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Robert?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, sir.
Well, it's my opinion after listening to him talk that Hitler tried the same thing in the 30s. And,
Hitler?
Yeah, that's exactly right. When you start going door to door and letting yourself in and demanding to know if people, what people are wearing and stuff, you violated everything the United States stands for.
Well, sir, all I'm doing is taking a peek around. And what I do is, we can do a very quick maneuver and get into the house.
What kind of a maneuver gets you by a man who's at his door?
Well, it doesn't matter. Anything you do to get by somebody's house at the door to take a peek around is the exact same thing Hitler done in the 30s to get rid of the Jews. You violate everything that America stands for.
I'm not trying to take anybody and put them in no concentration camp. We're here to save lives.
It doesn't matter about the concentration camp. It's one step at a time, sir, and you're breaking down everything that America, one step at a time. That is very un-American. And if you ever came into my house like that, you would leave at the end of a baseball bat because I have the right to defend my house as I see fit. And once you come through the door, you violated my rights.
Sir, are you familiar with the dance teacher, Bob Fosse?
No, I'm not.
All right. He used a step in Damn Yankees, which is similar to the move that we make when we just slide past you.
It doesn't matter. If you come into my house uninvited, you have violated my rights. If you come into my house without my permission, you are a victim of me because that is against the law, sir.
All right, sir.
And that is part of my right as an American to defend my house as I see fit.
Even if I just want to take a peek around.
Sir, it is none of your business what I have in my house.
Can I ask you then,
Adolf Hitler used to go into people's homes, too, to have a look around.
Well, he...
So several other of their dictatorships.
Well, sir,
they control the government. This is America.
To the
our house, our liberty, our freedom all go against what you're trying to tell people that you're going to do,
sir. That's correct.
I have absolutely no respect for an organization that will step on a man's rights to think that he's better in the community.
Well, sir,
that is not the way to make a better America.
Mr. Hunter, I'd like to make a point right now. I don't think Adolf Hitler ever went into anybody's home looking for bicycle shorts. If you have information that I don't have...
Well, it doesn't matter whether Hitler looked for bicycle shorts.
Well, this is what this man's intimating, and I'd like him to tell me now. Did Hitler look for people's bicycle shorts, please?
Hitler looked for things to show people if they were Jewish or not, which
all right,
is just
that's got nothing
along
to do.
The same line
that's
of what
do
you're doing
with
now
a, with a pair
in
of bicycle
a little
shorts.
Different version. It's the same principle.
Well, Robert,
you're
it would only take me a few seconds to search your trailer, and then I'm gone. All right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to agree with the gentleman that's a Vietnam vet. I'm a vet, too. And I'm telling you, it makes me sick to hear people like you infringe on the rights that millions of Americans have died for.
All right, we're at a home
you
here.
You are a moron. There is no doubt.
Well, sir, I have never seen a rabbi in bicycle shorts. And again, if you can give me some information and direct me to the website.
What do you mean, direct you to the website?
You know, well, and he the said other thing, what about California? Their police officers out there wear bicycle shorts because they're on patrol duty along the beach. Does that mean they're all child killers, too?
They do not wear lycra.
You need to get a grip.
They do not wear lycra.
All right. Now, have you stopped at a house?
We are at a home right now, and I'm going to approach the door.
All right. Tell us.
All right. This is a child. Hello. My name is Jay Santos, a Citizens Auxiliary Police. Your mommy and daddy home? Can I talk to you?
No, you can't talk to a kid, Jay.
Hold on, Phil. Can I talk to you? Is your mommy and daddy home?
And this guy's
nuts.
Is as bad as the people he's trying to.
Does your father have bicycle shorts? Does your father have bicycle shorts?
Jay, can I interrupt?
Hold on, Phil.
No, can I interrupt, please?
What?
You're talking to a child. You cannot talk to a child without the permission of the parents.
I'm just taking a peek around, Phil. Just back off.
This guy violates more rights trying to do good than a criminal does to do bad. It's a shame.
You better answer me. I'll slap you across the face.
Jay!
What?
Don't threaten the kid.
I've got to go. Bye.
I'll beat your ass. Kid, you shut the door. So, what we're dealing with here, Phil, is I want to take a peek around.
Well, why didn't you use your Bob Fosse move? Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. David?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm kind of hung up on the whole thing about the bicycle shorts. I'm over 35, Caucasian male,
yes,
single.
Sir.
And I've got 4 pair of bicycle shorts. I'm kind of curious, is this bug going to come down and hit me?
Well, no, sir, but I'm just saying that's just one of the questions we asked. I mean, he just had bicycle shorts.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I beg your pardon?
This is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, your heart's in the right place.
Thank you.
But
what I'm trying to do is protect our kids.
My pastor wears bicycle shorts when he's bicycling.
Well, you know, we've had an awful lot of that kind of sexual abuse happening among pastors and priests. Have you ever found yourself driving towards the desert? Do you live anywhere around a desert area?
No, but I spent a lot of time out west.
All right. Have you ever had a 7-year-old in the car or anything like that?
Yeah, I have nieces and nephews.
All right. So you've been in the desert with a 7-year-old?
They went out with me on that trip.
On the bicycle shorts. And if you look at www.rabbieswhowearbicycleshorts.com, that website will...
Rabbis who wear bicycle shorts.
Well, that last guy said I was Hitler.
Well, you're saying, when did Hitler ever go in anybody's house looking for bicycle shorts? And the answer to that question, of course, is probably never, because I don't think they had Lycra bicycle shorts when Hitler was around.
No, they didn't have Lycra bicycle shorts. The guy's a complete idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Bicycle shorts have nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Have you ever opened the trunk of your car and found a dead kid? No, of course you haven't. All right, well.
No, but I was wearing bicycle shorts last time I opened the trunk of my car.
Was there a dead kid? No, there wasn't.
No.
That's the answer. All right.
You know, and as far as getting into a house, there is no way you can get into somebody's house without their permission.
If a police officer
comes into my house without my permission, there's hell to pay.
He's violating the law. Even a cop's got to have a search warrant.
Now, there's a difference between a search warrant and take a peek around.
And what do you mean a Bob Fosse move?
There is a move in Damn Yankees where we can do a jeté. You bend at the knees and you leap into the room, and the guy doesn't even know.
Well, tell you what, if I give you my address, will you come and dance past me? I would like to see this move. I would buy you a ticket to come to my house.
In other words, you want
to see that move.
Yeah, because you think you'd kick my ass.
No, because I'll call the police and have you arrested for coming into my home.
Why? Just because I dance?
No, because you came in uninvited.
All right, listen, David, no, not because you danced, because you danced into his house.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you get into my house. If it's uninvited, it's uninvited.
Look, I'm straight. I don't dance on request, all right?
All right, listen, thank you very much. Good luck, Jay, and...
I get to play my music, right?
Play your music.
Remember, the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be at your home, and we'll do just a little Bob Fosse move, and we'll be in take the ground.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the Arizona Volunteer Criminality Suppression Battalion.
Stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state.
I want to give a big shout out to members of the South Carolina Bison Brigade. Of course, my good brother there, Leon Santos, in Oregon, the Beaver Battalion, Oregon. My hat's off to you. Take the ground.
Jesus. Oh, I don't know how the guy stayed alive. Does a Bob Fosse move. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we're gonna get to a little flashback action. I want to tell you about our Vegas party though, because it's going to be September 27th to the 29th, and all of our backstage pass members got this information yesterday. Now here's what it is. This is pretty sweet. It's $348 for the whole weekend, and that's based on double occupancy, right? At the Luxor Hotel Las Vegas. Man, they got a great casino there. They got a fantastic nightclub called Raw, which is where we're going to be broadcasting our show Friday night, September 27th. We're going to have a happy hour that night as well. On Saturday night, we're going to have a listener party at the Raw nightclub. And the whole nightclub is going to be ours till about, I don't know, like 9, 10. And then they open the club, and then you can hang out with all the other all the other nice people that, you know, go in there. Now, we'll have our Blues and Brews party on Saturday night. You can hang out with me, a live blues band, beer, food, you know, stuff, babes, strips right out there. Go out and have a ball. It's in Vegas. It's $348, the package based on double occupancy. It includes Friday and Saturday night, two passes to the Oasis Spa, two tickets to the King Tut Museum. Now, what's the King Tut Museum? It's got artifacts from Tut's tomb. Cool. So if you get tired, if you've had too many gin and tonics, if you've been doing nothing but getting hosed, then go on in and take a chill with King Tut. You'll also receive two VIP passes to join me for the two exclusive parties that will be happening at the Raw Nightclub and the Luxor Las Vegas Hotel, and both parties will include hors d'oeuvres. Now, when they say two VIP passes to join me for the two exclusive parties, what parties are those? That's the Hendry's Happy Hour and the Blues and Brews party. So you'll get your VIP pass to come in. And plus, everyone attending will receive a special gift from me. Package deal, it's worth more than $500, and it's yours for $348. Now here's the number that you have to call right now, because there's a limited number of packages. 1-800-288-1000. 1-800-288-1000. In order to assure your place with me at the Luxor Las Vegas, call the Luxor Las Vegas reservation line right now, 1-800-288-1000, and you must tell them you want the Phil Hendry package. Additional nights at standard rack rates are available for purchase before or after the event. You must be 21 years of age to book this package and participate in the events at Raw. It's going to be a rockin' party. It's September 27th through the 29th at the Luxor Las Vegas. There's a limited number of packages, so please make your reservation now. 1-800-288-1000. What an action-packed September is going to be on the Phil Hendry Show, including our, we'll take a little side trip up there to Salt Lake City. Then we're down, out in New York for the week of 9/11, and then we are in Vegas at the end of the month. And all of this information, by the way, is available on our website. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. From yesterday's show, we got Bobby Dooley. And Bobby was in San Diego with her husband, Steve. And she just thought that whole Westerfield Van Damme trial was just so, so fascinating.
Phil Hendry Show. Comedy gold.
I cannot believe this woman. She's talking about being inconvenienced about her box lunch because her little vacation got interrupted. That it wasn't all she was cracked up to be on her vacation. And then she keeps characterizing this sheriff, and it's like unbelievable. This is a human being that's doing her job.
No, I understand
because
she
couldn't bring her box lunch in there. Oh, big deal.
You know, I understand that, but the point I'm making is this.
What is your point, lady?
My point
this
is this.
This was a horrendous crime, and you are talking about being inconvenienced on your vacation.
I know, you're bringing up that box lunch.
No, I just want to say that I think
unreal.
There is a more...
I can't deal with this.
No, I think there's a more polite way that the San Diego sheriff can tell us that...
Well, what did she say?
I think your focus is out of order.
Do you know that avocado turns black after about 3 hours? All right. Now,
what
these sandwiches...
Crap?
I'm sorry?
Asking you about what is your reaction on a horrendous crime.
This is a gothic horror story that came through in our community.
And she's talking about avocados turning black in our lunch. I can't believe this. You know, and now you want to take a crime scene photo and show your kids?
Do you know that is history. That is history that our boys need to learn about.
What is it that is in that crime photo that your children need to know?
Well, I'll tell you this, Barbara, that if they see that, they won't be going off with strangers, and they will be a little bit more alert. And
that child was 7 years old and didn't have a fighting chance against a man that pulled her from her room and put her into a van, and I don't care if she was the most alert kid in the world,
there was no way she
was going to fight off this guy.
But so I don't disagree with you. I really don't. And, Barbara, I'm sorry if I offended you. I'm simply saying that the city of San Diego, which is very reliant on tourism, manhandled me when I was trying to bring a lousy avocado sandwich into their courtroom.
I think your focus is out of order.
Listen, can I ask something? The reason
why... It's a trivial thing. You must be from California. I'm sorry. I live in the Midwest, and it's like I can't even relate to your complaint.
You know something? I'm not characterizing where you're from. I don't understand why you're characterizing where I'm from.
You come from Detroit. You must work on cars.
Oh, brother.
I can't believe this.
The reason we brought those lunches is because the court commissary special was a Frisco burger and chili cheese fries. We're both on diets. And
you don't bring food into a courtroom, especially during the verdict phase of a trial.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know that.
You couldn't buy popcorn at the theater.
I beg your pardon?
Unreal.
I thought I was brought on to talk about this trial.
All right, but that you brought up your box lunch.
Five times.
All right, can I talk about the trial?
Please.
I thought it was fascinating the way this man Westerfield, who is very good looking, was a murderer.
How is that relevant again?
How is this relevant? I just thought it was interesting that he turned out to be a murderer because he's so clean cut.
Really? Did you think all murderers were not clean cut?
Well, Barbara, how many have you been around? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of experience with that.
Well, that...
Chop.
It's a ridiculous concept.
I got you on that one.
What did you get me on?
Well, at least have the good sense to say that I got you, because you know I got you on that.
Chop.
How did you get me?
That's chop.
Because I said how many murders have you been around, and yet...
Are we on the playground?
I'm sorry?
What, are we on the playground now?
This is just, she couldn't even engage in a conversation with the individual that is only concerned about the fact that she couldn't bring her boxed lunch into the courtroom.
You know what the problem is? You're jealous of the fact that I was there and you weren't. Now, the crime scene photos were amazing. The framing was great. The colors were brilliant. I thought it was well done. And I'm saying,
will you please show us some humanity and say, I was shocked by what was on that photo.
You bet I was. You bet.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Be right back.
...1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
This is good. Here it is. Enough. At the anniversary of the terror attacks... As the anniversary of the terror attacks approaches, some say they can't bear to see it again. And the headline is Enough. One of the things that we're very proud of here on the Phil Hendry Show... I'm sure there are many shows that are proud of many things. And one of the things that we do on this program is we actually predict, with a lot of our bits, we predict behavior. And to give you an example, like 2 weeks ago, Bobby Dooley, who, by the way, is a voice that I do, Bobby Dooley said, enough is enough. We didn't want to hear any more about 9/11. Wasn't that the bit that we did like two weeks ago? And everybody was calling in saying what a scumbag she was and she wasn't very patriotic. And, of course, you know, we take our fair share of criticism from people saying you're going over the line and blah, blah, blah. And look at this here. Many Americans say they don't want to dwell on these September 11th attacks. They dread the upcoming one-year anniversary, and they plan to tune out the wall-to-wall media coverage. Among them is 45-year-old Paula Jo Anderson of Springfield, Illinois. Quote, my coworkers, family, and I are, to be quite honest, sick of the ongoing September 11th stories, memorials, revisiting, coverage ad nauseum. September 11th was a terrible tragedy, but it's time to let it rest. Enough already, agrees Willifred Gunther, 52, of Charlotte. I'm sick and tired of just about everything being seen and talked about in the context of September the 11th. Boy, we're in big trouble if these people are at any representation whatsoever what's going on. Everything in this country is a TV show now. Oh, really? Is it kind of a pain in the ass there, Mr. Gunther? What would you guys rather we do? We'll just move on and pretend like it didn't happen, or should we just not have a memorial? I don't understand. I quite frankly, I'm a little confused. Is it cutting into your bowling time? Is it really cutting into your 80 seconds to fame time? Your in American Idol time? Is that what it's doing? You just want to go home. You want to kick, right? Until somebody flies a plane into your house, or is that, I'm probably engaging in hyperbole here. Naturally, nobody will fly a plane into your house. The whole thing's overblown. It's a big bunch of nothing. So a couple of guys flew some planes into a building. Big deal. So 3,000 people, what do you want from me? We went, we saw, we looked, it was sad, and, you know, Peter Jennings, he cried, and David Letterman cried. Now let's move on, baby. NFL season's starting. We got that player strike coming up. In baseball, we don't need to be dwelling on September 11. Can you imagine? I'm just spitballing here, of course, to quote Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. But can you imagine if a year after December 7th, Pearl Harbor, they said, what are we dwelling on this crap for? We're in the middle of a war, right? They've had the Bataan Death March. There's all kinds of hell getting kicked out of us all over the place. Why don't we be dwelling on this December 7th thing? So, you know, there we did. We did it, man. We did it. We predicted. One of the problems with this program is we've got a pretty good eye on human behavior, and we kind of know where people are going a lot of these things. Just like that Danielle Van Dam trial down in San Diego. I mean, I get ready to rip out my freaking nose hairs every time I hear people talking about that trial. There is something that is tightening in me every time I flip on a talk radio station and I listen to these people, these hosts, these gas baggers, man, going on and on with their bull crap about that trial and what a scumbag Westerfield is. Yeah, I get it, okay? He's a scumbag. He's going to go to prison. And they don't care about that kid dying. They don't care about that family. It's just a big TV show. It's a big carnival. It's an excuse to suck some phone calls. It's an excuse to, get some material. And in the middle of all of that, you know, you can throw in a couple of jokes. I'm telling you right now. The last 48 hours, I've been listening to people talking about the Danielle Van Dam Westerfield murder trial, and I've been hearing people getting in their cuties, a couple of jokes here, a couple of laughs there. I'm serious. Well, I tell you right, what do you think, Bob? Is it going to be guilty? Well, the last time I predicted guilt was OJ, but I think it will be. All right. We should reject it, but we don't, because it's something we're addicted to. I get it. You know, I am, to some degree, but I reserve the right to say that as long as we're talking about the Danielle Van Dam and David Westerfield trial the way we talk about it, which is Bobby Dooley going to San Diego and she can't get to the courtroom because of her boxed lunch and people calling it all outrage. Well, are you kidding me? That's exactly how people see this trial. They want to go down there with their boxed lunch. They want to go down there with a bag of popcorn. They want to go down there with a couple of candied apples and sit and suck on them and stare at the judge and then go and chit-chat with their friends after they get out of there. It makes me sick. This is from Greg in Vista. This is an email. By the way, if you'd like to send us an email with a lot of baloney that we probably won't read on the air, but maybe we will, send it to phs@philhenryshow.com. Yes, send your baloney to phs@philhenryshow.com. Send us your meaningless, idiotic comments to phs@philhenryshow.com, although I'm sure many of you have many cogent and intelligent things to say. This is from Greg in Vista, and he says, just listening to Phil on the way home from work today regarding the Westerfield trial verdict. Got to give him a big thumbs up on that one. It was great satire. Maybe I'm biased. I'm the director of search operations for the Danielle search. But I still think it was a riot. Unfortunately, the people that need to see the satire the most won't get it. As usual, keep up the good work, folks. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for getting it. Just like those two knuckleheads in New York, I said yesterday, that if those guys had thought about it, they could have said that sex in the St. Patrick's Cathedral stunt was a perfect comment on the entire child abuse allegations in the Catholic Church. And if they'd had any kind of, if they had any brains, which I don't know, maybe they don't, if it was me, I would have said, well, what are you guys getting upset about me sponsoring a stunt where two people are screwing in the back of St. Patrick's? Do you think that that is in any way, shape, or form even remotely as bad as what the Catholic Church has perpetrated for generations on children? In fact, it's a brilliant piece of satire, and if I had a company that backed me up, they would go to the wall with me on this one, even if it went all the way to the FCC. But unfortunately, there's nobody in that company or nobody associated with that show that's got brain one. I guess those knuckleheads didn't think of it. If they want me to, I'll go out on the, I'll go out on the stump and be their spokesman for about, you know, maybe half their salary. Like half of their deal. Sometimes I listen to people in my business, in this business, in the so-called talk radio business, which just makes me want to gag. Every time I mention those two words together, talk radio, I want to gag up liver bile. And they sit and they act like they really care about children being abused. And they act like they really care about the murderers. And the only thing those people care about, and the only thing that I care about, with quite candor I will give you right now, the only thing I care about is keeping my gig for the next 3 months. That's all I care about. I'll do anything to keep this job. Just about anything. Maybe not everything. Maybe a couple of things. I'll think about it. But I am never going to come on here and tell you, unless I really feel strongly about something, which it's very rare that I do, I'm never going to come on here and try to use this program and pander to you and pretend like I'm, you know, that I'm the big daddy of America, that I'm everybody's papa, and we're going to talk about all the poor kids that have been stolen and abducted, and isn't it an outrage that Westerfield, and the stupidest stuff that has been perpetrated, I think, over the last several months with regard to this Van Damme trial, is these morons that are talking about how the jury should have come in with a guilty verdict a lot sooner. What is that? What are you talking about? Yeah, they should have come in with a guilty verdict a lot sooner because of why, huh? What, because you got a date? What, your wife popping out another kid? What, were you in a hurry? Why don't you just park your ass down there at the Motel 6 and wait till they come out with their verdict? You talk about stupid, unsophisticated, unrefined. You talk about just taking whatever we got here, this art of broadcasting, and just kind of throwing it in the ash can and wiping your rear end with it because you really don't have any more talent than that. This is, it's beyond belief. It's beyond belief. It's worse than anything Dopey and Anthony did in New York. It's worse than two people screwing in the back of a church. It's worse than that. Pandering to an audience and pretending like you care about a dead child and you want to get the guilty verdict in faster because you say you don't believe in the criminal justice system. You're full of crap. You don't even do it with any style. You don't even do it with any humor. You don't even do it with any satirical repartee. You just, you ain't much, man. But I will say this, Bobby Dooley loves you. I'd rather see people having, you know, relations in every Catholic church in the world than put over on people this con job that the talk radio hosts of America are really all just so involved in the missing child controversy. All right, so there. I said it. I went on a limb. I probably won't be here tomorrow. I'll probably be fired for it. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Listen to this. September 27th to the 29th, join me for the first ever Phil Hendry Show live at the Luxor in Las Vegas. That's right, the weekend will be kicking off September 27th with a Hendry happy hour right there and a live broadcast at the amazing Raw Nightclub in the Luxor. And then Saturday night, you'll join me for Luxor's Amazing Raw Nightclub for the exclusive Blues and Brews Party, where you'll hang out with me and be entertained by a live blues band. Now, this entire weekend package costs only $348. Here's what it includes. Double occupancy. It's based on double occupancy. It includes, of course, the two VIP parties, lodging for two, two passes to the Oasis Spa. You get a couple of tickets to the King Tut Museum. You'll also, have invites to all of our parties, as I mentioned. That includes all the hors d'oeuvres. And everybody who attends will get a special gift from me as well. In order to assure your place with me at the Luxor Las Vegas, and by the way, close to 5,000 people who got a head start on you. Our subscribers, our backstage pass subscribers, got this email yesterday. This is a VIP party. There's not going to be tickets at the door. The only way to get them is this following number, 1-800-288-1000. 1-800-288-1000. Tell them you want the Phil Henry package. That's 1-800-288-1000. The Phil Henry package. You have to be 21 years of age to book this package and participate in the events at the Raw. It's going to be a great party September 27th to the 29th at the Luxor in Las Vegas. Additional nights at standard rack rates are available for purchase before or after the event. 1-800-288-1000.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, where are you guys? If you can tell me, where are you guys right now? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Phil. Right now we are in the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in downtown Los Angeles.
It's the main cathedral downtown.
You're in the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, the Catholic Church, right?
That's right.
Are you Catholic?
No, we're not, Phil, but we do want to make a statement. And right now, I think they're going to, they're playing the music right now. You can hear. There's the choir practice going on.
Well, what are you guys doing in there while there's a choir practice going on?
Well, we want to make a statement about kids in the church and molesting.
About the Catholic Church and their way of dealing with these poor children that have been attacked by priests.
All right, well, if this is some kind of a breaking news event, you should have given us a press release.
Well, we are calling you now. We want you to have the exclusive, Phil. So we are going to commence our action. This is and I didn't anticipate to be having choir service, but let's do it.
So what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? What are you doing?
Hold on. What?
What are you doing?
Well, we're doing what Happy and Dopey did on their show.
Who's Happy and Dopey?
You guys have the two people have sex in the church.
What are you talking about, Happy and Dopey? You mean Opie and Anthony?
That's it.
Hey, stop it! Hey!
Hold on, Steve, stop. What now?
What do you mean, what now? I'm not sanctioning this, okay?
This is a news event, Phil. We're protesting
We're protesting the Catholic Church.
Catholic.
The Catholic Church's treatment of the kids that got molested.
Hit it.
What do you mean, hit it? Stop for a minute.
All right, hold on, Steve. Just don't move. What now?
Are you guys having sex in that church?
You got it, Bubby.
Stop!
Jesus, you are like, what? Well, you're up and down like a toilet seat. What now?
Why are you doing this? Why are you having...
On account of what, Slappy and
Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, opening and Anthony.
Yeah, opening an ant.
What do you mean opening an ant? What is he? Are you people stupid? I said opening an ant. Could you please stop that for a minute?
Jesus.
You guys are having sex in the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels to protest the way that children have been treated by the Catholic Church. I think there are better ways of doing it than that obscene act, okay?
Got it. Oh, you quit singing. He always sings when we have sex. Okay, we're done.
Opening an Anthony. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. What a fun place to go and find out more about our show. In fact, on our website, you can find all about the Luxor thing. There's a big, big link there, and check that out. It'll give you all the details you need to know about our big party, our Live in Las Vegas, Live at the Luxor Las Vegas party. We're going to do our birthday bands this hour as well, but I want to mention our Ted's Beverly Hills bowling shirts and our Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirts. Some of you will be hearing Jay later on in the program. Some of you already did hear Jay. But wherever you are hearing this show and at whatever time, when you listen to Jay, you always want to be wearing your Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt, and because that's the best way to listen to any Jay Santos segment on our program. This is a black and silver t-shirt, and it comes in 100% cotton, and it has the Citizens Auxiliary Police logo on it. It's got the slogan of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We take a peek over the shoulder of the police on the back. And it's available on our website, and it's great for parties. It's great just to kind of mop your brow with it or wear it around. I got one at home, right? It's black, so I don't like to wear it in the summer. Well, maybe I can. I don't look good in t-shirts, though. I've got to the point in my life where the gut just protrudes. However, if you're like me, maybe you don't want the t-shirt, you can go for the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. This is a class act thing. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is a royal blue and black, and it's righteous. You can wear this thing going out to dinner at night. You can wear it if you're just kicking. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and don't forget our best of CDs, which are available on our website too. All the money that we raise from the sale of our CDs goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. You gotta have a backstage pass. Get your backstage pass. Hear all of the audio on our website. All of the classic bits we do on our show is available right there at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And we're... Phil Henry Show, H-E-N-D-R-I-E... I don't even know how to spell my own name anymore. H-E-N-D-R...
Sorry.
H-E-N-D, what do they do? They drag a dirty mattress into the vestibule there or something?
You got it.
philhendryshow.com. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
All
right, I'm having a birthday party at my house, and we have been asking bands to send in MP3s, 45-second segments of their group music, to see who we're going to hire, if anybody. And we've had a lot of very good groups send us music, some better than others. We've got another collection of groups today from, I imagine, all over the country. Huh, Chris? Do we know where these guys are from? So a lot of these bands wouldn't be able to make it out here to play the gig anyway, but, you know, I play some of their music, so... We'll see how good it is, and if it's good enough, maybe we'll hire you to do the birthday party. And frankly, we've had a lot of rotten bands, too. I think a lot of these cats are sending in stuff just to make it, like, purposely suck. He's playing it. Listen, he's playing it. So, on August 31st, I'm having a birthday party at my house, and we'll, you know, set these guys up on the driveway, whoever we decide to hire. Here is our first band, the Max Power Trio with Cheating Blues. That was Cocaine by Eric Clapton. Now here is Endive. The band is called Endive, and the song is Tapestry. Maybe the band's Tapestry and the song is Endive. They wrote a song about lettuce. No, the band is Endive. Here is the song Tapestry.
Bring me water. Drown my...
Close. Now, that's fine, but, you know, I'm having a party, huh? Not a freaking funeral over here. And now, music to cut your wrists by. Here's Endive. Okay, great. Bathtub's filling up nicely. Now, here's Jesse Michael Bar Band with the Jesse Michael Bar Band with Bad Sign, a cover of Albert King. Get out of here, man. Come on. Somebody got any... Is anybody rock and roll anymore, or is it all just sort of implosive and, yeah, I took too much Ritalin and my parents blow? Here's Bravo 3, I Know a Girl.
I am Iron Man.
Okay. Now we got the Weasels. And a song called Act Like a Fool. It's pretty good. He's playing a harmonica. Isn't that a harp? That's cool. I like that band. That's the Weasels and Act Like a Fool.
I'm Casey Kasem, and coming right up, the Weasels. I'll pull one out of my ass.
All right. I'm Jim Ladd, and Lord have mercy, here comes Cattywampus, and Fall Away. I ain't gonna freaking dance to this crap. What are you talking about? It's great. What was great? My Jim Ladd impression.
I'm Jim Ladd. Lord, have mercy. All those long-legged colts. Now, here's a band called Bang Sugar Bang and Posh Kids.
It's Romeo Void. Okay, it ain't 1981, but thank you anyway. Now... Here is No Prior Record in the song Tree of Life.
In the darkness of night, I stare out my window, looking for faces, hoping they don't show. Shadows of my mind.
Okay, that lyric right there, that shadows of my mind, that... Yeah, that don't work, okay? I've heard that lyric way too many times, the shadows of my mind. I don't even know what that looks like. I don't even know what that is. Is it the darker side of your nature? Is it the shadow, as Jung told us? We don't know. These are the questions we ask here on...
In the dark,
I'm Casey Casey.
Night.
Okay, they're real depressive. Now, Good Time Woman with our final selection and What You Gonna Do?
I'm
That was good. That's What You're Gonna Do by Cool Time Woman, or Good Time Woman. Kind of a Stones, Raspberries, Chris Robinson thing going on there. So I would say like that cut, and we like the Weasels, right? With Act Like a Fool. Let me just make sure I know what I'm doing. Let me make sure I'm not acting foolish. Yeah, that's one. Okay, so was it this one? Or was it this one? Okay. 1-800 for you. Like number one. All right, 1-800-449-8666. I like both of those bands. You keeping track here, Chris, of the bands that were... So every day, I think we've... Except for day two, except for Tuesday, I don't think we found one that was really... Everybody, thank you so much for sending us your material. And tomorrow, I guess we'll figure out who we want to do, right? All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm turning 50. September 1st, we're having the party on August 31st, and most people run away from that age. I'm running straight into it, man. I'm going to run straight into it like a drunk into a brick wall, like a guy wearing board shorts and no T-shirt at about 2 in the morning with some of those cheesy-looking Velcro flip-flops that he bought over at the Vons. I'm going to run right into it. I'm going to show up at the front door with my wife opening the door with like a bloody nose and the scent of perfume and beer on me. That's how I want to run into my 50th birthday. There's always that one guy at the party whose shirt is off, the board shorts or the big fat pants. He's got those Velcro Velcro thongs on, and he's like bleeding a little bit from his eye. Just, hey, Phil, hey, where's the bathroom, man? What happened to you? Nothing, I just fell. It's okay. You know, isn't that one guy? One dude is, he's got the big tall can of Olympia or Coors or Bud. Dude, Phil, it's such a good party. I don't know if anybody's going to show up at the party. We sent the invitations out on Sunday, and I think I've gotten RSVPs from like three people. But that one guy that I'm talking about, the guy with the board shorts, the guy with the blood trickling out of his nose with the big can of beer and no shirt on, that man is my dear friend Chris Pelton. All right, 1-800-449-8686. And we have to also find out if the Bud Dickman has an RSVP'd. Why haven't you, man?
Well, you know, I don't want to just RSVP or try to be fashionable.
Oh, you're trying to be fashionable?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Just RSVP if you're coming to this stinking party or not, okay?
Well, I want to play it cool.
Oh, okay.
Also, I got tickets to Ozfest, so who do you think's going to win that debate? Bye. Have a nice party.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
In a moment, Father James McWhorter will weigh in on the Dopey and Anthony thing. This from the Drudge Report. Ozzy Osbourne is threatening to sue Fox if they air an interview tonight that he claims was conducted under false pretenses. Osbourne claims that the interview was originally scheduled so that he could comment on Elvis Presley's the 25th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death, but in point of fact, Fox conducted a wide-ranging interview having to do with his family and his wife and the television show The Osbournes, so that it was conducted under false pretenses. How does he know? Here's a guy that's like, a dog turd, this guy is a Pomeranian turd, and all of a sudden the guy's a lawyer? Well, he's got a lot of lawyers, so they know. And the deal apparently was, you know, they breached the deal. So Ozzy got it stuck to him by Fox. Do you think that's going to keep me from watching the interview tonight? No. I'm going to watch it, Oz, all the while realizing you got screwed. Anyway, from yesterday's show, Father James McWhorter is talking about how having sex in a cathedral finally takes all of those child molestation charges against priests off of the front page, and he's celebrating.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I am so angry, I'm next to tears, okay?
What are you crying about, Paul?
This priest is the devil himself in the flesh. And he has some nerve to talk about these guys are going to drink Satan urine. He's the one that's going to drink Satan urine in eternity in hell. And all the priests that he's backing up. This is the most...
Now, wait a minute, Paula. These two people were having sex in the back of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
Well, a cathedral is a building, okay? It is not the church.
And they're two,
right?
they're two consenting adults.
The body of Christ. And what they did to those children.
I thought people would support me. They suspended Opie and Anthony, those two urine-drinking Satanists who...
Will you knock it off with that?
You are the urine-drinking Satanist, and you're the one that's going to burn in hellfire and drink Satan's urine for eternity.
But I can
if I was even a Catholic, I would denounce it, and I hope people listening just walk away. My shadow wouldn't even darken the doorway of a Catholic church.
Well,
I am your Paul and sticking at
Paula,
you all.
You know
using God's name in this way and abusing children, innocent children, totally messing up their lives. I'm talking about that. You believe
Paula,
in God? You're doing this under God's name?
But can I tell you
Can
I tell you something, Paula?
I don't want to hear anything.
Can
just
you
go to hell. All I have to say, you're the devil in
flesh.
Wait
a minute. Paula, this is Phil Henry. What's that music in the background?
There's
That's
no
Father,
music.
No, I'm listening to music on the line with Father McCorders.
That's Father Staley. We're rolling out the celebration. We've got the molesting priests off the front page, and...
And you guys are playing the organ and partying?
The word just came down from the Vatican. Go for it.
So what's he up there playing the organ?
Father Staley, he had some of the port, and he's up there. It happens. Paula, can I ask you a question, darling? Do you roll the bones?
Pardon me?
Do you roll the bones?
If I what?
You know, voodoo.
No.
What do you mean,
voodoo? I've never believed in it. I don't get involved in it. Never have and never will.
Have you ever passed the spliff?
Pardon me?
Have you ever passed the duchy?
All right.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm an upstanding citizen.
Are you a Catholic, dear?
No, I'm not. I never would be.
Well, now, why wouldn't you be Catholic when we party hardy? And
yeah, you guys are partying? What are you partying over, man? Because you're off the front page with the whole molesting thing, and onto the front page goes these two people screwing in St. Patrick's?
I have to tell you something, Phil, that I am shocked and I'm amazed that I thought I'd come on your program and have people supporting me. But instead, they're out supporting those two urine drinkers.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up now. I can't, you know, listen to this absolute nonsense. And, you know, it's just totally horrendous. And... Like I said, you're talking about these guys going to drink Satan urine. When you're digging a ditch for somebody else, dig it for yourself, because you're the one that's going to fall in there.
But
and the whole Catholic Church with you.
But they were screwing. They were screwing in the back of St. Patrick's. Doesn't anybody understand?
Well,
nobody cares.
So what?
Nobody cares. Got that? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. What we care about are the kids that the Catholic Church abused and was culpable in abusing by covering up these priests, moving them around the country, and everything else. Who cares if somebody's screwed in the back of St. Patrick's Cathedral?
Phil, I hope I see the day when you're nailed to a cross in hell and that you cook and fry slowly. Hello?
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Okay, what do we got? Yes, David.
Phil, I didn't want to interrupt the program, but we've got the news, and if you want me to have... Bob Bakian, come on.
No, that's okay. What went on?
I'm in the next office, and I'm looking at the information. You had been making some jokes today about the two guys in New York.
Yeah.
Phil, I have to tell you, and I have to tell your listeners, Opie and Anthony are dead.
Opie and Anthony are dead?
Yes. We just got the word. They were riding in a car. They were leaving town, and the car exploded or something. I don't know what happened.
Jesus, I was just making light of their situation. I wasn't making light of the situation. I actually kind of backed them up a little bit.
Well, you know, you make these jokes, Phil, and next thing you know, people are dead. But Opie and Anthony have died. Their car exploded under a gasoline tanker leaving New York.
I would, you know, my heart goes out to their family. And my heart goes out to their listeners. I truly am sorry. And I did, like I said, I did support them.
Apparently they found the bodies. When they found the bodies, the two of them were hugging each other, I guess, in their last moment. The other news apparently we have is that they were homosexuals.
All right, well, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, I wanted your audience to know that they were two very brave young men. They did a lot of great things in broadcasting, but they're dead. Two dead homosexuals.
And after being fired.
That's right. After being fired.
Well, I feel bad, but I, like I say, had they played it a little smarter, maybe they would have. But you know what? That's none of that means anything now in the face of their death.
Right. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that I'm only kidding.
Okay, so you did it again, huh?
I'm only kidding.
You're only kidding?
Yeah.
Because let me guess, you needed to come on the show and lighten it up.
Yes, exactly.
So Opie and Anthony are dead and they're homosexuals, but you're only kidding.
Right. They're not dead. They could be queers. I don't know.
We got to use that word.
Well, I don't know what they are.
I think they're straight. Forget about them, man. Half the cats listening to me don't know who they are.
Jesus, so you believe anything, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's what this is about.
I come on your show, I tell you Bob Hope is dead, I tell you your wife is dead, I tell you Opie and Anthony are dead, I came on and said that I had anthrax one night. You're a real sucker, aren't you?
I'm trying to lend a little,
Oh, by the way, Phil.
What?
Chickering's dead.
Now you're kidding me, right?
No, he's dead.
Chickering is dead?
Yes.
Bullcrap.
Would somebody tell this idiot that Chickering's dead?
Bullcrap.
What an idiot! Chick Hearn is dead!
Yeah, just like Opie and Anthony are dead, and Bob Hope, huh?
No, Bob, I was kidding about that! Chick Hearn's really dead!
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks a lot, David.
Wait a minute, you jackass!
I'm not going to be fool. What does he want?
Look, look. Phil, I want you to know something.
Chick Hearn's dead?
Forget that. I want you to know that you've done great work. You can have that raise. Have your agent call my office.
Thank you.
I'm only kidding.
Chick Hearn's dead.
He is, you jackass!
Right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. What is the film that you guys were talking with Chris Norton? He's an independent filmmaker that you are planning.
Phil, right now what we're planning is hopefully what we're trying to do is a film that is an adult film that we can film at Ground Zero.
You want to film a porn movie at Ground Zero with graphic sex?
That is correct, but I would hesitate to tell you don't judge a book by its cover. Because so much has been said about 9/11, but all we think about is the sadness. And everything planned for that is sad, a memorial. Let's not show the terrorists how sad we are. Let's show them that we're healing. And so my manager, Lance Germain, and I, along with the film company we just started, which is Stud Farm Productions, is a new kind of adult film. I have one of the largest personal collections of adult films on the West Coast. I've studied them, and what they lack, in my opinion, is nuance and social commentary. And they don't really do much to help people.
All right, that's swell. Adult films are, frankly, to me, they're just purely sexual kicks, though, right?
No, I think they can be more. And we're hoping that the Office of the Mayor of New York and the New York Film Commission will hear us out. We've written a script called 9 or 11, Take Your Pick and Let the Healing Begin. The two main stars.
What's what it's called? 9 or 11, Take Your Pick and Let the Healing Begin.
That is correct.
Does this star you as well?
I direct, I produce, I also star in it. The two main stars are myself and one of the top male adult film actors, Tadpole, which is kind of a funny name.
Tadpole. Is he a 9 or is he 11?
Well, I guess you'd have to see the movie to find out.
Okay.
So myself and Tadpole, we also have the actresses Tiffany Desire, Angela Angelica, and Shanane. And they are...
Well, all right, but your project is different how from the standard adult film?
It's our belief that if we spread enough love, we can get through 9/11 with hope and with love. And we want to film 9 or 11, Take Your Pick, Let the Healing Begin at Ground Zero and Begin the Healing on account it's about love.
Well, it's about sex, though, isn't it? Adult films are about sex.
Our movie, Mr. Henry, sex is love. That's what you may not get.
Well, I disagree. I think sex is an aspect of love.
Well... I can tell you this, that I've made love to over 400 women, and I think I may have some experience in that regard, and I say sex.
All right, I'll give you the trophy there. So you want to film a porn movie at Ground Zero with the permission of the mayor of New York?
It's not a porn movie.
It's an adult film. It has graphic sex, right?
It's an adult film about healing the wound of 9/11. In 9/11, take your pick, let the healing begin. We find my character, if I can tell you a little bit about the film.
Go ahead.
My character, whose name is Bob Nelson, he's visiting Ground Zero, and he feels very depressed and sad about what happened to America. And he meets Angela, and Angela's character is also feeling very low, and they start one-on-one.
Right there at Ground Zero.
That's correct. And in the middle of Ground Zero is where they start up one-on-one, and that's when Tad Pohl's character, who's a businessman named Mike Stevens, gets sad, and he joins in, so we have a pretty interesting two-on-one. And then Tiffany Desire and Shanane come in, so we got a three-on-two with some light bondage and some S&M. It's a very short, tastefully done lesbian scene among the three women. And that's...
Okay.
And that's when Tad Pohl and I... That's when Tad Pohl and I have a beer dressed as firemen.
What is this movie going to do? What do you hope an adult film, a pornographic film, and forgive me...
It's not a porn movie, Mr.
All right. But a sex film, a graphic sex film, what's this going to do to help?
If we can show that happiness and good hard love can happen on a Zach spot where tragedy took place, we can let, as the film says, the healing begin.
But it's a porn movie.
It's a movie about love, and almost a year has gone by to help the American people and nothing happened.
Well, how do you think it's going to look with firemen and police lined up around Ground Zero, and you guys are in there with cameras having sex?
Well, first of all, Mr. Henry, it's a closed set, so we'd have a sheet put up around the set. But beyond that, we will have a full press blackout before the release of the film and during filming, so reporters will be allowed not to be on the set. They will not be on the set. And this is the only interview I'm granting. So,
well, you're not exactly granting this interview, Mr. Norton. You called me, didn't you?
Because I knew you were going to call me, so I called. But after 9/11, the first thing a lot of people did was have sex, and they felt guilty about it. In our film, 9/11, Take Your Pick, Let the Healing Begin, you don't have to feel guilty no more.
All right, Chris, the last thing I wanted to do on 9/11 was have sex, but I suppose if you have more experience...
Well, the other thing is you're a lot older than me.
Yeah, well, that doesn't have anything to do with it, man. It was just the fact that it wasn't on my mind. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm with independent adult filmmaker Chris Norton. He has petitioned the mayor of New York and the New York Film Commission to film a hardcore pornographic film on Ground Zero, at Ground Zero. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So are you going to... And you think this is a healing process?
I think that it can be a healing process. 9/11, Take Your Pick, Let the Healing Begin, is about love. And it's about how love can overcome all terrorism. And I think we let the terrorists win when we don't let love reign.
And in your movie, you and Tad Pohl have a three-on-two with three actresses. And then there's a lesbian scene while you two guys drink beer.
That's part of it, yeah.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Also, I wanted to mention Lance Germain and I feel this would be a perfect tribute on 9/11 to let love be our guide instead of the darkness of terrorism. So if you want to, by the way, if you want to pre-order the movie, I'll send you a signed copy with all the stars of 9/11, Take Your Pick, Let the Healing Begin, and a small sealed plastic bag of dirt that we grabbed in our hands while we was having sex in the movie. So,
all right, so you're taking stuff from the 9/11, from the crash? I don't know. It sounds pretty weird, and it sounds a little disrespectful to the memory of the people.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
No, well, it sounds disrespectful.
No, it's about new love. Even if you lost someone in Ground Zero, you can still be satisfied by new love. Okay? But it's not disrespectful.
Well, it sounds a little disrespectful to me. And I've heard of a lot of weird, weird places where people have made movies, but an adult film with graphic sex filmed at Ground Zero. Are you the same guys that were behind that movie, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, called Column Bone?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, that's another movie I had a problem with. And you had the same pitch that you were letting the healing begin.
What we do, any place where there is tragedy and where disaster has struck, we do try to get in and film one of our cess movies.
Your what movies? I'm sorry?
Cess movies.
I don't know what that... Sex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's going to sound like you said cess.
No, I have a sinus problem. And we've tried to do sexuality.
No, I see, I didn't understand that. Sexuality?
Yes, sir. But we will sue New York City if we're not allowed because it's freedom of speech. That's the only drawback. We love New York. We love...
Well, see, now there is a problem.
No, but I mean, we love New York. We love the fire department. We love all the firefighters and the fire department. We love the police officers as well as all the police. But we're just saying that if we're not allowed our freedom of speech, then we feel we have a lawsuit.
To film a pornographic film on Ground Zero, you call that freedom of speech?
Hello, yes, I do. Hello, there is such a thing as freedom of speech, as it says.
All right, 1-800-449. Did you say sex again?
Yes, sir.
All right, because I
have a sinus condition. I'm sorry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. David, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Yes, this is David.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening to this sick bastard you have on this radio. He should not be allowed in the film business. He is a monster.
Well, wait a second.
He is.
This is a movie that we're not forcing anybody to see, sir. It's a movie we're trying to have love be the healing.
You're calling it love. There's a difference between love and sex.
No, I disagree with that, David. I've had sex with over 400 women, so I think I...
Well, where I come from, and I'm from Southern California,
I could tell.
You do not belong in this country. You're desecrating and using
that's
what was
my
a national tragedy.
That's what I think. This is a place where 3,000 people died.
And what better place than to bring... We need to bring love back to Ground Zero.
We need to bring love, not sex.
But that is love.
All right, you described
the script. No, that's not love.
You described the script of your movie. You and Tad Pohl. This is the actor's name?
That's his stage name.
Okay. The two characters, these two men, they meet women at Ground Zero. All of you are depressed, and so to alleviate your depression, you begin to have sex with each other.
That's correct.
A two-on-one followed by a three-on-two and then a lesbian love scene while you and Tad Pohl have a beer dressed as firemen.
Yes, sir, that's correct. What's wrong with that? Hello?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? That's sick. That was a national tragedy that should not be used for the wrong end. I'm sorry.
Well, what about the title of the movie, 9 or 11, take your pick?
I think that's a little stupid.
Well, okay, maybe you guys are jealous.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We're jealous.
No, we just have a few more morals and values than that. We do not use a tragedy to justify something.
And the actress Shanine, she gets on all fours and puts on a search dog vest.
Yeah.
So?
That's right. That's so good.
I'm sorry. Guys like you need to be removed from America.
I think you need to be probably dropped out of a building.
God, you guys are harsh.
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you very much, David. 1-800...
Well, Mr. Ray, you can say whatever you want, but the fact is we will sue on account of it's my right to free of the freedom of speech.
There is a limit to the kind of speech that we can practice in this country. Are you aware of that?
Mr. Henry, the city better let us have the free speech, or we can get a little organization, maybe you've heard about it, the ACLU. Maybe you've heard about it.
You'll get the ACLU to defend your right to film a pornographic movie at Ground Zero. Not even the ACLU will go that far.
Bet me.
Not even the ACLU will go that far.
Bet me.
Okay, I'll bet you.
Well, we'll be forced to sue because we won't have no freedom of speech.
1-800-449-8686. Independent filmmaker Chris Norton. The name of the movie is 9 or 11, Take Your Pick, Let the Healing Begin. And he wants to film it at Ground Zero. It's a adult pornographic film. He says it's a movie about love, and what we need is more love. Let the healing begin. He also says if he's not allowed to, he'll sue the city of New York. What? Don't people have anything they can... Isn't that the lawyers have anything better to do? 1-800-449-8686. Is this a free speech issue? I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Chris Norton, independent filmmaker, an adult filmmaker who wants to film an adult film at Ground Zero. And this film is going to be called 9/11. Let the healing 9/11 take your pick. Let the healing begin. I looked at the list of the actors that are going to be in this thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you've got three female actors, and the rest are all men. Tadpole, Raymond Bone, Rick Stretch, Woody Wood Lovepecker, and Bobby Balls. Is that right?
Those are all top of the line adult film actors, right?
I've never seen a heterosexual adult film with so many male actors and so few female.
We are going to be doing a lot of 2-on-1, 3-on-1. We've got some. We do have repeat lesbian scenes, 2-on-2s, 2-on-3s, some light bondage, light domination. So it's if you don't understand the adult film business, you probably don't get what we're talking about. But there's a lot of 2-on-2, 3-on-2s, and
so a lot of the guys are doubling up.
That's right.
Here is Kristen on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Kristen.
I think it's just very disgusting. He's going to do this. Just because so we've lost our lives there.
I know that.
Yeah, but you're mimicking what's going on, especially when you guys are as firefighters. My husband was a volunteer for years as a fire department, and I think that's so disrespectful.
No, we're
when
we're
you're
trying
gonna
to
watch two women make love as a firefighter, when somebody went back in that building to rescue people and you're
that's
gonna
right.
mimicking them.
We honor the heroes. What we're trying
no,
to say is we
no,
need love.
This is something wouldn't you rather do something where children can watch too about 9/11, not something pornographic?
If we do what? I'm sorry?
You're gonna do something for, you know, this adult industry for 9/11. How about something that's more children oriented too, so families can watch this instead of it being
well,
more epic.
That's a good point.
Because
and we do want to have
this a history someday.
We do want to do something for kids and Rick Stretch.
Oh,
and
kids can't watch that. I don't make kids
no,
watch something like
no,
that.
No, we're not going to do anything pornographic for kids, but Rick Stretch and Ray Bone are going to be co-producing a children's.
Rick Stretch and Ray Bone are going to be co-producing something for kids?
Yes, sir.
With those names?
That's sick.
Well, what is sick? I don't understand.
Rick Stretch and Ray Bone.
Yeah, but the kids don't know what that means.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but what if they're cute? Kids are curious. Kids find out anything, and that's disgusting.
And I want to ask you something. You've got another actor in this film. You've got about 10 male actors and maybe 2 females. Bobby Buckslurper. Who's that?
He's one of the top stars in adult films. I mean, I don't know what the lady's laughing about. I'm trying to take this seriously.
Seriously? Would you do a porno on 9/11 take that seriously? That's sick. I'm sorry.
All right, Kristen, I agree with you, and I thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, who wants to film a movie called 9/11, Take Your Pick, Let the Healing Begin on Ground Zero. Here is Erica on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. I just wanted to say, he's talking about this being an amendment right. That is private property. It doesn't matter what he wants to do. If they do not want him to do that film there, he can claim all the amendment rights he wants.
Well, no, but after
they
it
have
got
the right to say no.
I thought after it got blowed up, it becomes public property. Ain't that right?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
thought
they can still rebuild. Who can rebuild? Do they have to buy it back again?
Well, I thought
someone
they
rebuild.
I thought they turned that into public property on account of it got blowed up.
Well, that's up to the state of New York to say no. We don't want you to film that here.
Well, one of the other actors in the movie, Pete Piledriver, was telling me that it goes into eminent domain once it becomes like part of, you know, a historical landmark.
So in eminent domain, he can buy it then.
Who told you that?
Can he buy it if it's eminent domain?
If it's eminent domain, then it becomes public property, and then it does become a public place. And so technically, because I know Pete Piledriver and Ray Stretch both checked this out with the City of New York.
So and the City of New York would have to say that they would be for pornography for him to be able to film it.
Well, that's right, but
You guys aren't going to get permission.
Well, Pete Piledriver used to...
I don't know if we lost
Hello?
The line.
I'm sorry, Pete Piledriver used to be an attorney.
Okay, I got to ask you something, Chris, because you sound like a young man who may not have a lot of experience.
Mr. Henry, I've been with over 400 women.
I'm not talking about how many women you've been with. No guy who's an attorney is going to walk into a courtroom in New York and say, Your Honor, I'm Pete Piledriver, and I'd like to get a permit.
Okay, so in other words, you're laughing at me.
Yeah, I'm laughing at you, and I'm also saying, have some respect.
Well, we've already taped segments with Kurt Climax and Tubby Pouch. Erica?
Yes. Listen to these names. Are ridiculous.
You're checking these names out? Yeah, Your Honor, hi. I'm Pete Piledriver. I represent the...
Okay, so both of you think it's funny. Okay, forget it then.
Who would even want to buy the video? I mean, the...
It's all about love, and it's about making the love begin.
If it's about love, then you don't need to do it at 9/11. You could go into a studio and simulate the Ground Zero.
Yeah, but
you're
that's
not
why,
going for the love.
That's
you're going
why we're,
for the publicity.
That's, no, that's
and the
why
the publicity would be if you could do it at Ground Zero, but you should not be able to do that. But if it's for the love, it's for to get the message across. You could do it just as easily in
right.
a studio.
But Erica, that's why Stud Farm Productions is different, because we don't simulate. We're real. We go on location. We have storylines and everything. We tell stories and everything, and there's even like dialogue and everything.
Oh wow, dialogue. Well,
I mean, all you people have been
doing... They can actually speak more than three-letter words.
All you people have been doing is laughing at me when I've been talking to...
Oh, get out of here. You're telling me that Bobby Balls and Pete Piledriver are going to go to a courtroom and start talking to the judge. You haven't got a prayer, man.
Okay, forget it then.
If I were you, I would. Do something nice and respectful. We'll be in New York on the 11th. Say a prayer.
Look, Erica, I don't want to sound forward, but have you ever been in any independent adult feature or... Because I recognize your voice. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't.
Okay, so you don't know Raymond Bone?
Forget it. Thank you very much, Erica.
What about Tad Pohl?
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Adult film producer Chris Norton is with us. You say you've, what is that music, by the way?
That's some of the music from the upcoming movie. 9/11, Take Your Pick, Let the Healing Begin. So this is during the 2-on-2 and the 3-on-3 action.
I don't see that it has anything to do with 9/11, and you have done other films about other disasters and tragedies in this country, saying that you wanted the healing to begin.
That is correct. We did Pearl Necklace Harbor, which was with, Rick Stretch and Shanane. And then Challenge Her and Explode, it was Tadpole, Razor Titanics, and we also did Desert Spread.
Challenge Her and Explode. Was that about the Challenger explosion?
Yes, sir.
Pearl Necklace Harbor was about Pearl Harbor.
That's correct.
And what's Desert Spread?
Desert Storm.
And Column Bone.
Yeah, Column Bone. I forgot that.
1-800-449-8666. Amy, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I was going to ask you, sir, if you knew, you had talked about the amendment process and...
Freedom of speech.
That's right.
Right.
Do you know where that originated from? You know why they put that in the Constitution in the first place?
What?
That was necessary, actually, for the rights of churches because of the Protestant and Catholic problems that had occurred in Europe. So it has nothing
well,
to do with...
I don't know about that. I mean, all I want to do is have the freedom of speech.
What? By the way, here's another movie, Boston Butt Party. What was that?
Boston Tea Party.
I mean, taking every single event in the history of the country and turning it into a porn movie.
It's to let the healing begin. Amy, I want to ask you a question.
Amy, you got to turn your radio down too.
What?
I'm asking the lady to turn her radio down.
Okay, I turned it down.
Have you ever considered a career in adult films or anything like that?
Have I?
Yeah, have you ever considered a career in SES, or not in SES, but in professional SES?
Do you know what? I have been married now for several years, and my husband and I are totally committed to one another and don't ever see that as an option. I honestly don't understand how you could have been with 400 women. That's either an exaggeration because you feel that you have no self-confidence, or that's an exaggeration,
what?
Period.
No, I
if
have.
If you knew 400 women's minds, I don't think you would have been with 400 women, we realize that our minds don't work like that, our sex organs don't work like that, and we don't want to be like that. We'd rather not have known that you slept with 399 other women.
But it's so you know that I have enough experience.
That you love us?
That I have experience. I bet your husband probably really enjoys you, doesn't he?
But
I'm sure he loves you very much, right?
He does. He cares about me a lot.
Really?
Wait a minute. Let's get off of that, okay?
I agree with the man on the radio when he says that you have absolutely no business doing this on Ground Zero. It's a very disrespectful thing. And
there's a movie here. When did Civil Whore come out?
That came out after Abraham Lincoln's anniversary of his birth.
Civil Whore?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So in other words, they didn't have hookers in the Civil War? See, what I wanted to ask you, Amy, was, does your husband love you?
Well, I am done. I said what I wanted
please,
to say.
Please, please, please. No, please don't go. Please
Bye.
Don't go. Please don't go. Are you there? Hello? I've slept with 400 women. Amy.
Oh, I gotta cue the music, huh?
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, it's great. Turn it off. That's Chris Norton, the new movie, 9 or 11, Take Your Pick. And included, of course, in his catalog is Column Bone, Pearl Necklace Harbor, Challenger and Explode, Desert Spread, and Civil Whore. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, the voice of Chris Norton was performed by me, as was the, or will be, the voice of, in fact, a lot of you right now have already heard the Jay Santos bit, but many of you have not yet heard the Jay Santos bit. I'm now going to announce that coming up, for those of you who didn't already hear the Jay Santos bit, coming up, I will be doing the voice of Jay Santos. And even though I'm announcing that I will be doing the voice of Jay Santos, I'll bet you money we get calls from people who don't know it's a fake guy. How much money you want to bet? Huh? Log on to I Bet Phil at Phil Henry. I'm just kidding. All right. Anyway, join me for the first ever Phil Henry Show live at the Luxor Las Vegas. Our first ever broadcast, live broadcast from the great city of Las Vegas, live at the Luxor Las Vegas. It'll be September the 27th through the 29th. We've got a lot of great listeners in the Las Vegas area. Great affiliate there. The weekend will be kicking off on Friday with Henry's Happy Hour and a live broadcast on Saturday night. I hope you join me in Luxor's amazing Raw Nightclub for the exclusive Blues and Brews party, where you'll hang with me and be entertained by a live blues band. Now, this weekend package is only $348. The package is based on double occupancy. It includes a Friday and Saturday night's lodging for two at Luxor, two passes to the Oasis Spa, two tickets to the King Tut Museum. You'll also get two VIP passes to join me for the two exclusive parties happening at the Raw Nightclub in the Luxor Las Vegas Hotel. And both parties include hors d'oeuvres, and everybody attending will receive a special gift from me. It's a package deal worth over $500. It's only $348 for the weekend. So you'll hear our show, you'll get to watch our show, and I'm told that watching our radio show is in and of itself a trip. In order to assure your place with me at the Luxor, you have to call this number, 1-800-288-1000. 1-800-288-1000. The other thing I got to tell you about the VIP party, it is a VIP party. There are no walk-ups. You can't just get into the party. You have to have a ticket. And the only way that you'll get a ticket to either one of the parties are either our broadcast or our Saturday night sort of cocktail reception, if you will, is to buy the package. It's $348, And the number again is 1-800-288-1000. It's the Phil Hendry package. You must ask for that. Additional nights at standard rack rates are available for purchase before or after the event. You got to be 21 years of age, too, to book this package and participate in the events at the Raw. It's going to be a great party, 27th to the 29th at the Luxor in Las Vegas. Again, 1-800-288-1000. So everybody wanted me to tell the story about Doorknob and Tilt, so I will. First of all, Craig tells me that when I told him this story originally that he now does this with his girlfriend. But let me just go back. When I first met the kids, I would hear them, like, fart and then yell Doorknob or Tilt, and then people would get the crap kicked out of them. So I would see a variety of things happening. Somebody would get beat up, or somebody would run for a door. I didn't know what was going on. My kids play a game called Doorknob, and it basically goes like this. If one of them farts, they have to say the word tilt. If they don't say the word tilt before somebody else says doorknob, then they have to run and touch a doorknob before they get beat up. Okay? So again, you got to understand what this is. It's a thing that only kids do, but this is what the kids in our house do. They have this game in which, and that's what children do, right? They have a game in which the children will, one of them will fart, and so the kid will say, tilt, so they're safe. But if they fart and they absentmindedly don't say tilt, one of the other kids will say doorknob, and then he'll run over to the kid to try to beat him up, and that kid's got to run away and touch a doorknob to be saved. So, for instance, if somebody
tilt.
I'm not playing with you, am I, bud? Get out of here!
Aren't you going to say doorknob?
I don't have to say doorknob. I say doorknob. Forget, I'm not going to explain the game to you. I don't say doorknob. You said tilt, so I can't say doorknob. All right, doorknob. Well, see, you just got it.
Yeah, I'm touching doorknob now.
Unbelievable. Anyway, this is the game that the kids play, and I think it's a creative. So, David, what do you want?
Tilt.
All right, forget it. Never mind. No, forget it, really. It's not important. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. It's really not important. Last night on the TV show American Idol, a very popular young lady was apparently voted off. Her name was Tamira. Is that it, Janice? Tamira is her name. She was voted off, and it was kind of a shock to a lot of people because she was extremely popular, and many people thought that she was going to go on to win American Idol, to win the entire competition. Pastor William Rennick joins us from Joyful Union Congregation. Pastor Rennick, thank you on this late notice for joining us. You say this is racism, right?
Absolutely. One of the things I think that is important to know about this television program is that this young lady was up against other white performers. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that this young woman had absolutely outperformed the other ones. And yet, the other ones won. Now, I think that it is outrageous. I have given the tape of last night's program to your engineer.
A tape of what?
Of this young white girl that beat out Tamira.
All right, go ahead and roll that.
Near, far, wherever you are.
That blow! You gotta be kidding me!
That one?
That one! That didn't win, but she beat out Tamira. Some white girl, out of 10 notes, she can't hit 9.
I will go.
That sucks.
Damn right. And I think it's that limey they got on the end of the panel. Oh, man, I hate him.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Try to get them racists to stop voting all these black women off that program. Get some talent going.
Well, if that's the case, you know, you gotta. Isn't this thing run by people that are voting on their telephones?
That's right. That's right, Phil. The people call in and vote for the person they like. But Tamira did not win the voting last night.
near far.
That did.
Well, if that's the case, then that is an absolute, utter, and complete, incredible miscarriage of justice.
You want to know why? It's because only white people are voting on me. See, the white people.
You really think it's racism?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You listen to that bitch. She couldn't. I'm telling you right now, the garage doors are going up.
Near, far.
Oh! Oh!
It's pretty bad.
Bad? You're putting me on, right? That's horrible.
I don't know what to tell you, but I do have Margaret Gray. Margaret, you saw the program, right?
I did, Phil. I saw the program, and I thought absolutely it was a miscarriage. It really was. For them to vote Tamira off of the tilt. How's she doing?
Never mind. I shouldn't open my mouth about this stupid freaking game.
Well, I will tell you right now, Phil, I think it is an incredible listen to that whine out. Man, that is bad.
Well, you know what? It may be. Who were the other contestants last night? It was a young white singer, and that was it, right, Janice?
Well, there was a girl, Nikki, and a girl named Kelly, and there was a boy named Justin.
And they were all white.
They're all white. And Tamira is better known. She kicked the ass. And this bitch wins.
Near, far.
Wow.
All right, let's get some calls on this. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if you saw this. If you think it's Tamira sucks, let's go to Western Estates. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, thank you for taking my call. I think that this man is so off base. I think it is so wrong to say that this was motivated by race.
Ma'am, did you see the program?
I'm sorry?
Did you see the program?
I did watch part of it, and then I... killed.
Okay, so this is...
What the hell's going on?
It's some... My listeners are now doing this.
Everybody knows a black woman sing better than a white whore.
And let's not go down that road, okay?
Well, I feel like going down that road, all right? I bought a new car, and I'm driving down that road.
Near, far.
Oh, come on!
Alhambra, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir, I was watching the program, and for my money, the young black woman was much, much better. Now, I hesitate to attribute this to racism.
Well, what would you say it is, sir?
Well, Phil...
All right, no more calls, okay? Just no more calls.
You know what? You got the weirdest damn audience. What's going on?
I don't know. I just don't want any more calls from anybody. No, I will not take any more calls. All right, line one. Hi.
Mr. Henry, great show as always. I really wanted to comment on the TV show American Idol. I think that there is racism and...
All right, you see what happens? You tell me to take a freaking call? I'm not taking any more calls.
Ms. Henry, I would like to say in conclusion, Phil.
Okay, get out of here, everybody. Everyone, forget it. It's over, man. It's all over. I don't care about that show. I do watch it. I think it's a wonderful thing. And my favorite guy is that Simon Cat, because I can't get enough of that guy. He's fantastic. He says everything that I feel. That guy, he said everything that I feel. That Simon, what's his name, Cowell. It ought to be Callow, because he's a callow cad. Everything that guy says, man, is where I'm at. Can we take the phones off the line now? All right, don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com. You can get a backstage pass and hear all the different bits and all the classic comedy that we do on this radio show each and every day. Rewriting the books of radio comedy right here on the program each and every day. Just get a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. That's right, for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth, you can have as much Phil Henry as you want. You'll get our 30-day archive. You'll get our audio archives. You'll get everything on a website. Stop into our souvenir shop, but whatever you do, get that backstage pass, $6.95 a month. Pick up a 6-month subscription so you can save yourself some money. Better yet, a 12-month. PhilHendrie.com.